Welcome into the latest episode of the Foul Ball Area Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Atkins. Thank you for giving us a listen on this Wednesday morning. Like I said on last week's episode of the podcast, I think that for the offseason, I'm going to switch to just one episode a week, and we're going to do that on Wednesdays. So thank you for listening this week to what I have to talk about in the world of baseball. As usual, you can find the podcast on SoundCloud or iTunes. I hope that you're listening on one of those platforms, because as far as I know, those are the only platforms that the podcast is on. Also, if you don't already, make sure to give us a like and a follow on Facebook and Twitter. Stay up to date with all things Foul Ball Area. There's not much going on in the baseball world right now, since it is the offseason and there's no baseball actually being played, but with the offseason comes the hot stove discussions, free agents, trade markets, everything starting to heat up a little bit. The winter meetings, which is when the majority of the moves are made, will not happen until late December, but for now we have a couple of big stories to talk about. No monster trades or free agent signings have happened yet, but there are some stories that have been going around and that people have been talking about. The first one, Giancarlo Stanton, the slugger for the Miami Marlins, he wants a trade. He wants to be out of Miami. The Marlins are under new ownership, which includes Derek Jeter. He is the CEO of the team, and he's making a lot of the baseball decisions, and he wants to go through a rebuild. He wants to build his team back up to a place where they can win. Giancarlo Stanton, who's been on the Marlins his entire career, does not want to go through another rebuild. He wants to be on a team that is going to compete for a championship now. So he wants a trade. He wants out of Miami, and there's a lot of discussion about where he'll end up, which teams are willing to trade for him, which teams can afford to pay his contract, because he has the biggest sports contract in history. So there's a lot of discussion about where he will end up. And personally, I think that he's going to go to the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals finished 18th in home runs last season in all of Major League Baseball. So obviously they're looking for some kind of power there. And if you're looking for power, Giancarlo Stanton is your guy. He led the league with 59 home runs this season. So Cardinals need power. Giancarlo Stanton has that power. They also need better defensive outfielders. According to Fangraphs is a statistics website that I've referenced many times in the podcast. You should check it out if you haven't already. But according to Fangraphs, they have this stat. It's their defensive stat, which is fielding runs and positional adjustment. So this is the explanation of Fangraphs' defense stat. Defense is the combination of two important factors of defensive performance: value relative to positional average and positional value relative to other positions. In order to properly evaluate a player's defensive value, you need to know both factors, and adding them together and providing it on Fangraphs gives you a bit of legwork. So it's really a stat that you can look at and just see a player's defensive ability, defensive value. And although Giancarlo Stanton's defensive value is not great, it's actually below average at -0.5, it's still better than the Cardinals' current starting right fielder, Stephen Piscotty, whose defensive value this past season was -2.5. So if they get Giancarlo Stanton, they've got the power that they need after finishing 18th in the league in home runs last year. They've got the power, and then they have a better right fielder defensively in Giancarlo Stanton. So I think that he should end up in St. Louis. I think they're a team that needs him. I think that with his team, you know, they're a winning organization. They haven't been that great the past two seasons, but as recently as 2015, they won a division title, and as recently as 2011, they won the World Series. They were in the World Series just 4 years ago. So I think it'd be a good fit for Giancarlo Stanton. If he wants to win now, it's a good fit for the Cardinals if they need a better right fielder, both defensively and they need a power hitter. So I think this is a good move. But there are other teams that Giancarlo Stanton wants to go to. His preferred destination, according to most people, is the Los Angeles Dodgers. He grew up in Southern California. He was a Dodgers fan. He wanted to play for the Dodgers. Now he has that opportunity if the Marlins will trade him to the Dodgers. This also makes sense. The Dodgers have, I mean, they have a power hitting right fielder in Yasiel Puig, but they could trade for him. Puig will be a free agent at the end of the 2017 season, so it makes sense for the Dodgers to send the guy that only has 1 year left on his contract and get a guy in Giancarlo Stanton who has 10 years left on his contract and can really be their everyday right fielder. When Puig, although he's been good this year, he still has, you know, some people think he has the maturity issues. He's not the best right fielder in the league. Giancarlo Stanton is better, so this trade would make sense for the Dodgers. There are other teams that are also in discussion of where Giancarlo Stanton will end up, and they're the San Francisco Giants and the Boston Red Sox, two of the most prominent names that are in this discussion. The Giants, last season, they were last place in the MLB in home runs, dead last. The Red Sox, they had the fewest home runs in the American League. So both teams could use a power hitter. Giancarlo Stanton did come out and say, at least there were reports that he said that he would not accept a trade to St. Louis or Boston. He does have no trade clause in his contract. That's important to know. He has a no trade clause, but he'd be willing to waive it to get out of Miami because he doesn't want to be there for the rebuild. But he did say that he would not accept a trade to St. Louis or Boston. But according to an article in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, it is possible for Miami to grant St. Louis a window of time. It's usually 48 or 72 hours to discuss with Giancarlo Stanton, discuss other contract options in order for him to accept the trade to St. Louis. So even though he said, or there are reports that he said that he would not go to St. Louis, it's possible that Miami will allow the Cardinals to meet with him and try to convince him to accept a trade to the Cardinals. So I still think that he will end up with the Cardinals. I think it'd be a good fit for both the team and for Giancarlo Stanton, and I'd like to see that happen. The other big story around Major League Baseball is Japanese slugger Shohei Ohtani is coming to Major League Baseball for the 2018 season. He's not chosen which team he will sign with yet. He sent out a questionnaire to all 30 Major League Baseball clubs trying to figure out why he's a good fit for the team. This questionnaire is asking MLB teams to evaluate his talent as a pitcher and as a hitter, explain their player development program, talk about their medical training and player performance philosophies, a description of their minor league and spring training facilities, the resources for Shohei Ohtani's cultural assimilation into their city, the vision for how Ohtani could integrate into the organization, and to tell Ohtani why their team is a desirable place to play. So those are the questions that Major League Baseball teams must answer if they want Shohei Ohtani to sign with their club. Now, obviously when you're talking about a star player coming over to the Major Leagues from Japan, the teams you're going to think of are the Yankees. They signed Masahiro Tanaka a few years ago. They're the most storied team in Major League Baseball history, the most winning team. So obviously any star player who wants to win a championship is going to consider the Yankees. So they're obviously a team that's in the running. The Dodgers are a team that, according to a USA Today article, a lot of people think that players from Japan want to play for. They're on the West Coast, and a lot of Japanese players have played for them in the past. So the Dodgers seem like a desirable landing spot for Shohei Ohtani. But this article also said that Japanese sources are disputing that he wants to play on the West Coast, and that his talents and the way his talents are used is more important to him than the location that he plays in. But the Dodgers can offer the best of both worlds because they are a good organization with a terrific team right now, and they would certainly use Shohei Ohtani in the best way possible. They're also in a city with a high Japanese population, so it would be a good fit if Shohei Ohtani decided to sign with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the other team that I threw in there is the Texas Rangers, because they have been in the discussion a lot for teams that could possibly land him, and they also signed Yu Darvish a few years ago when he came over. They've gone through the process of signing an international player who was big in Japan and came over to Major League Baseball. They have that experience, so it's possible they could do it again with Shohei Ohtani. By the way, a lot of people call him the Japanese Babe Ruth, and he is a two-way player, so it's going to be really interesting to see how he decides to play in Major League Baseball, if he wants to focus on hitting, or if he wants to focus on pitching, or if a team can find a way to use him in both ways, which I would be all in for. I would love to see a two-way player hitting and pitching all the time. I think that'd be great. But in his five seasons in Japan, he's batting .286 with a .358 on-base percentage and a .500 slugging percentage. And his pitching, he's gone 42-15 with a .252 ERA. And in 2014, 2015, and 2016, he had over 170 strikeouts in each of those seasons. So he's a very good player, looking for a team in Major League Baseball, not yet decided, but I think it'll be one of those three, either the New York Yankees, the Los Angeles Dodgers, or the Texas Rangers. That's the update on the hot stove topics that are going on around Major League Baseball right now. If you turn on MLB Network, you're guaranteed to see discussion about Giancarlo Stanton or Shohei Ohtani and where they will end up for the 2018 season. Not certain yet, but I think Stanton goes to St. Louis and Ohtani goes to one of those three teams that I mentioned. So obviously, at Virginia Tech, my major is multimedia journalism because that's what I want to do. I want to go into the baseball media field. But as a communications major, we are required to have a minor. And my minor that I've chosen is Appalachian Studies. I took an Appalachian Studies class, an intro class, my freshman year, and I found it really interesting. I'm from Rockingham County, Harrisonburg area, and although we're not technically part of the Appalachian region, I kind of consider us culturally part of the Appalachian region, and we're close enough, one county away from being officially Appalachian. So it's stuff that I'm learning in these classes I can relate to, and I find it really interesting. On Monday, in my Appalachian Folk Cultures class, we were talking about speech and the language that is used in the Appalachian region, and one of the things that we were talking about were proverbs. So I have this list of proverbs that are used in the Appalachian region that our teacher handed out to us, and I've decided to apply them to Major League Baseball, and I think the results are kind of interesting. I just thought it'd be something fun to do, kind of relate what I'm learning in my Appalachian Studies classes to my passion for baseball, kind of bring those together and see what I could come up with. So this is what I have. The first proverb is, just because there's snow on the roof, don't mean there ain't a fire in the fireplace. So what this means is, you know, just because someone is old doesn't mean that there's not still a fire or passion inside them. So I applied this to Adrian Beltre. Adrian Beltre just finished his age 38 season with the Texas Rangers, and in this season, he batted .312 with a .383 on base percentage and a .532 slugging percentage. He had 3.7 wins above replacement this season. And there are two seasons in a row now that his slugging percentage has been above .500. So although he's 38 years old, going into his age 39 season next year, he's still playing at a high level, and he's still a terrific player. So when you're thinking about Adrian Beltre, think about the proverb, just because there's snow on the roof, don't mean there ain't a fire in the fireplace. The second proverb that I have listed out here is, a watched pot never boils. And I decided to apply this to Dansby Swanson of the Atlanta Braves because he was a highly touted prospect, number one pick out of Vanderbilt. We traded for him from the Diamondbacks, and he was our number one prospect. We brought him up this season. He was projected by almost everyone in the media to be the National League Rookie of the Year. And he batted .246 with a .322 on base percentage and a .348 slugging percentage. He got sent down to the minor leagues during the season. He did not perform at the level people expected of him, and he was not the player that we had hoped for. So, I think that the hype was too much, and he never lived up to the expectations. So a watch pot never boils. Dansby Swanson was overhyped this season, at least. There's still hope for him. But this season, there was a lot of hype around him, a lot of expectations, and he never got to that level that they'd expected from him. The third proverb that I put on this list was, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I decided to apply this to Albert Pujols of the Los Angeles Angels. It's a little bit of a stretch, but I think I can make it work. Albert Pujols was the best player in the league when he was with the Cardinals. Won a couple of World Series, MVP awards, best player in the league. He signed a huge contract with the Angels, and his production decreased drastically. He only had 1.5 wins above replacement in the 2013 season. That was a huge drop-off from the level he was playing at with the Cardinals. The Angels signed him to this huge contract, and they expected him to help them win. They expected him to lead them to the playoffs, along with Mike Trout and some other players on their team, Josh Hamilton. They expected playoffs, they expected probably a World Series out of him. Since he's joined the team, they've only made the playoffs in 2014, one season. So you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You can sign Albert Pujols to a huge contract and expect a World Series from him. And the fourth and final proverb that I put on this list is, don't jump out of the frying pan into the fire. And I'm applying this to Giancarlo Stanton if he decides to go to the San Francisco Giants. Yes, he's on the Marlins. They're not a very good team. They're going to go through another rebuild right now, but the Giants would be worse. The Giants were 64-98 this year, and in the second half of 2016, they were 30-42. So really, since the All-Star break is 2016, they have not been a very good team. There was a USA Today article about how the Giants do not have a great farm system ready to help them, and they're going to have to rely on what they have. This article compared them to the Phillies back in their heyday of 2008-2009. When they had this great team, and then they were playing at such a high level that they just kind of got old overnight, and they weren't good anymore. That's kind of what happened to the Giants. They won 3 World Series in 6 years, and then they just kind of dropped off. They have some aging players. They still have some good players. Buster Posey and Madison Bumgarner are terrific, when they're healthy, Bumgarner was out, injured a lot of this season. So if he's healthy and back this season, then I think he'll be good again. But they don't have a farm system that's ready to pick them up when their aging players start playing at a poor level. So if Giancarlo Stanton leaves Miami to go to San Francisco, that's jumping out of the frying pan and into the fire, because that's not going to be a good move on his part. He's not going to win a championship there anytime soon. So those are my proverbs that I have learned in my Appalachian Folk Cultures class applied to Major League Baseball. I thought that'd just be something fun to do on today's episode of the podcast. Maybe we'll make it a more common thing. It was a little tough trying to find players to apply some of these proverbs to, but I think I made it work. That's all I've got for you on this episode of the Foul Ball Area Podcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, download it, listen to it whenever you want. It'll show up in your feed whenever I post it. Thanks for listening. Catch us next week on Wednesday again. For now, I'm Matthew Atkins.